Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vall Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Vall agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Vall Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies, like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Vall agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Vall can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Warren.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon to you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie, and we've got girls basketball for you today. Should be an outstanding game. Division 4, Fort Loramie, number 1 in the state, versus Lima Bath, Division 2. Fort Loramie, 15-2 on the year. Lima Bath, 11-4. Each school has won its last two games and lost three games ago. Bath was beaten by Ottawa Glandorf, 61-46. Back on January 18th. Since then, has downed Delta St. John's 47-27 and Salina 41-27. 2 weeks ago today, Fort Loramie lost at the Classic in the Country to Sheridan, a Division II program, by a score of 54-42. Since then, Fort Loramie has defeated Botkins by a score of 70-33 and Jackson Center 62-36. Always a real good test for Fort Loramie is Lima Bath as well, Findlay Liberty Benton, Ottawa Glandorf, Miami East. Chuck, the season opening setback suffered by Fort Loramie, number 1 in the state in the AP poll in girls division 3, a club that's really rolling, and I'm sure that win over Fort Loramie in game 1 is still adding up and counting points among the voters around the state in the AP poll.
Well, everybody knows Fort Loramie, and if you got a win against Fort Loramie on your record, you're going to get some votes. That's absolutely true. And it was the first game of the season, but we saw some pretty good stuff out of Miami East. I'm not surprised that they have this good of a record.
Avery Brandwee didn't play in that game. She was out with an ankle injury. Carissa Meyer was slowed by an ankle injury as well. Victoria Mesher missed a chunk of that game with a bloody nose. Give all the credit in the world to Miami East, but Fort Loramie was certainly handcuffed. Head coach Carla Siegel had her players for maybe 7-8 practices, and I'm sure that would be a different game had the two teams played a few weeks later. Who knows, Miami East might have still won by a point, but I'm sure right now that would be one heck of a game here late in January, Fort Loramie, Miami East. And up at the Classic in the Country at Berlin, I happened to be there, and that was a game that I think Fort Loramie, 4 times out of 6, probably wins. Fort Loramie had good shooting nights from 3 players, poor shooting nights from a couple others. That's the way it goes sometimes. And it's interesting, Chuck, we thought this foul rule would come into play, and so often already it has. If you've got good ball handlers and you've got a 2 or 3 possession lead with 3 or 4 minutes to go, you compress the game, hang on to it for a minute or two, and the other team eventually has got to foul. If you make free throws, you shoot 2 on that 5th foul. No more 1-1 on the 7th in the second half. 5th foul, 4th quarter, you shoot, and that's how Sheridan beat Fort Loramie.
Right, and in shooting 1-1, that first one, there was pressure on that first shot.
Yep.
Now, you know, it's not quite as much, but not a horrible loss for Loramie. I mean, they went to a showcase, they were seen. People love to come watch Fort Loramie play because they know they're going to see outstanding basketball.
Yep.
And, you know, give Sheridan credit. I mean, they've got a really outstanding basketball team and one really good player.
Head coach Carla Siegel, Fort Loramie, 25 years, 26 years for Greg Mock, head coach at Lima Bath. He's had some great teams, several Final Fours. His first year, his team went to the state championship game. This is a club that has probably exceeded expectations. In talking with Coach Mock, he said, you know what, the last 6 years, we've had a major significant injury each of the last 6. A young guard by the name of Davis, hurt this year, has missed the entire season. So it happens, and to Lima Bath's credit, the Wildcats have overcome that and have been very representative each and every season under Coach Mock. Fort Loramie, Lima Bath, as we've alluded here in the last week or two, Chuck, two of the most outstanding programs in girls basketball in the state. If you look at the top 5, back on January 13th,
Fort Loramie had amassed 950, or I should say 963 victories. 963 victories in girls' hoops since starting 53 years ago. Berlin Highland, in its 56-year tenure of girls' hoops, 957 in wins. This was as of a couple weeks ago. Tippecanoe, a 54-year stretch of basketball on the girls' side at Tip, 952 victories as of a couple weeks ago. Lima Bath, spanning 53 years, 938 wins as of a couple weeks ago. In Pickerington Central, 917 triumphs as of 2 weeks ago. And that's the top five, spanning divisions 1, 2, 3, and 4. Pick Central, obviously, yeah. D1, Fort Loramie, D4, Bath, D2, Tip, D2, D3. Berlin Highland has been D3, D4.
Right.
And Fort Loramie's at the top. Lima Bath is right in the mix. So this is a unique matchup here today.
I think this is what they refer to on TV as blue bloods.
Exactly. Well said. JV game is not in doubt. Fort Loramie girls well out in front, 59-8 with a minute to go in the fourth quarter. It is a running clock, and we'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie 15-2, Lima Bath 11-4. Should be a very good girls basketball game here this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Both teams have taken the floor. Fort Loramie to our left, Lima Bath to our right. Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, exuding with balance. Boy, it is clearly evident. You look down through the stat sheet provided to us about 45 minutes ago by head coach Carlos Siegel. Victoria Mesher, 11.4 points a game. Skylar Albers, 9.5. Jaden Rose, 6.5. Avery Brandewee, 8.5. Summer Hoying, 8.8. Rebounds, similar. Hoying at 5. Avery Brandewee, almost 6. Jaden Rose, 2.5. Skylar Albers, over 4 rebounds per contest. Victoria Mesher, 5+. Hey, the team is healthy. And This club is rounding into shape. Carissa Meyer may not quite be in basketball shape just yet, getting very close. Ankle is healthy. Avery Brandewey, basketball shape.
Yeah.
Ankles are good.
Good.
And this team is tip-top heading into this game here today against Lima Bath.
Well, if they can avoid the injury bug, this team can go as far as they choose to go.
Now, this Lima Bath team features size, and we'll be talking about it throughout our presentation here today. Claire Faust, a 6'1 senior, 12 points a game, 10 rebounds. Ann Oliver, 6-foot senior, 10 points a game, 7 rebounds. Ann's sister, Elena, fine player a year ago at Lima Bath. She is now at Malone. Faith Clark is a 5'3" junior guard who starts for Lima Bath. Her sister Rachel played previously here at Lima Bath, and she's now starting at the point at Bluffton. So nice. Lima Bath puts out outstanding talent. Coach Mock has done it year after year after year for 26. So has Carlos Siegel for 25. Blue Bloods, as you described it, the marquee matchup in girls' hoops statewide here this afternoon.
Well, I bet there's no other game in the state of Ohio where two teams are playing that have 900 victories each in girls' basketball. So, yes, this is the marquee matchup.
We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. Should be an outstanding contest. Fort Loramie girls and Lima Bath, two clubs have racked up 26 wins. And only 6 setbacks between them here in 2023-24. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie, 10 minutes away from the opening tip, Fort Loramie girls against Liberty Benton. These two teams played for a few seasons, then missed a few campaigns, but have been on the hardwood head-to-head going at each other the last 3 years. Fort Loramie won the last two contests, 48-36, 45-32, the previous two campaigns. Chuck, you remember the game in 2021 when Fort Loramie won the state championship, first loss of the season that year at Lima Bath. We were there, final score 55-33, one of those games where the Bath zone gave Fort Loramie fits. The Redskins didn't shoot it well, went on to win the state title. We'll probably see a lot of zone here today.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you play man-to-man against Loramie, you're asking for it. You play zone, you have a chance. So, and I remember that game at Lima Bath. I was shocked, and I looked down on the bench. Carlos Siegel was shocked, too. But it's just one of those games as a coach. You say, hey, get on the bus, throw the film away, and let's go practice on Monday.
Hey, a sneak peek at statewide AP rankings around Ohio. Boys Division 4, Rushi number 1, Warren John F. Kennedy number 2, Lima Central Catholic is 3, Toledo Christian 4, Leesburg Fairfield 5, Woodsfield Monroe Central 6, Berlin Highland 7, Troy Christian 8, Richmond Heights 9, Pandora Gilboa is 10, Warren JFK and Richmond Heights, the 2nd and 9th teams in the rankings, are in the same region, the Northeast region in the state of Ohio. So that could be an interesting matchup as you look ahead down the road.
Oh, boy.
In girls division 3, as I noted several minutes ago, Miami East is number 1 unbeaten on the year are the Vikings. Ottawa Glandorf is number 2. Glandorf did garner more first place votes, but got eked out for the number 1 spot. Kettering Alder 3, Waynesville 4, Margaretta 5. Cincinnati Country Day, which has been Division 3 now for a couple years, is ranked 10th in D3. Fort Loramie on top in girls D4, followed by Berlin Highland, Newark Catholic, Convoy Crestview is 4, Loudonville 5, Tri-Village 6, Waterford 7, Ayersville 8, Marion Local 9, Gibsonburg 10, Minster is ranked 11th. Minster, by the way, right now would be the number 1 seed based on the new Max Preps point system. Minster would be the number 1 seed in the D4 girls Wapakoneta district. They're ranked number 1, a little ahead of Marion Local.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that I heard. Is Minster hosting Tri-Village today?
Yes, they are playing.
That'd be one heck of a basketball game
Seriously considered that back in August. And then as I dug and dug further, shucks, I found out that we couldn't cover both games.
Yeah.
Lima Bath, Fort Loramie here today. Minster Tri-Village at the Wildcats gym. Not far away, but exact same game times. No chance for us to provide a doubleheader.
Yeah. The wires just aren't long enough to get to Minster from there.
Hey, we'll return with more. We've got our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment upcoming.
Lima Bath here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Now, this is our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Locale is a Scores founding partner. Would not be here today without the help of Locale. We highlight a couple of student athletes, a couple players, one from each team, who excel on the court and in the classroom. For Fort Loramie here today, Morgan Plyman, senior, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Mark and Jill, plays outfield on the softball team. Golf club as well, no pun intended, golf club, golf team. Her favorite club, by the way, is a driver. She slammed one 274 yards, takes part in the history club. She's a church server. She would like to go to Wright State Lake and pursue graphic design. For Lima Bath, we honor Claire Faust, senior starter, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Kenny and Rachel. She is a volleyball participant, club volleyball, AAU hoops, school newspaper, shot and discus and track, and National Honor Society. She'll study at Ohio State. She'll be on the women's rowing team at OSU. Claire Faust, not sure about her major. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure. Lima Bath has got 2 6-footers on the inside. How well will Fort Loramie contend with Oliver and Faust? Meanwhile, the Redskins are playing better and better. Well-rounded team, good balance. Fort Loramie girls getting scoring from everywhere on the floor. They'll need it today because you can bet Lima Bath will throw up a menacing zone defense. Key building components for these two teams, Fort Loramie and Lima Bath. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Couple new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Rushi Inn in Rushi and Myers Garage and Drive-Thru at Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. And thanks as well to A&M Pallet in Rushi on Range Line Road. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three are with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Starting five for Lima Bath is as follows. Faith Clark at guard, a 5'3" junior. Kelsey Carlson at a wing, a 5'8" sophomore. Izzy McDermott at a guard position, a 5'6" sophomore. Up front, Claire Faust, 6'1" senior, 12 points, 10 rebounds. And Ann Oliver, 6' senior, 10 points, 7 rebounds for her. For the Fort Loramie girls, Victoria Mesher, 6-footer, junior, 11.4 per game. Skylar Albers, 5'10 senior, 9.5 per outing. Jaden Rose at the point, 5'5" senior, 6.5 per game. Avery Brandewee, Summer Hoying on the front line. Avery, a 5'10 junior, 8.5 a game. And Summer Hoying, a 5'11 senior, 8.8 points per game. We're all set to go for the opening tip. The Lima Bath Wild Kittens, the Wildcats, often referred to as the Wild Kittens, attired in the road yellow, white numbers, light blue and black trim. Fort Loramie, the home white from top to bottom, red numbers trimmed in black. Opening tip won by Lima Bath, which is in the forecourt to our right. Fort Loramie going from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination here today. Top of the circle is Clark, left wing to Oliver looks for Faust cutting through the lane. Can't find her. Travel call against Lima Bath. Out on top against Faust. Good defense by Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Bath had the ball 32 seconds. Could not get off a shot. Fort Loramie gets token pressure, brings it down in backcourt, Hoing to the center line to Mesher, sprays it near side to Rose, left corner Skyler Albers from 15, short off the front of the ring, no good, rebound to Faust and Lima Bath. Here come the Wild Kittens into the forecourt, stopping foul line is Oliver to Faust, back inside to Oliver, Fort Loramie gets mitts on the ball. And it's ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Redskins.
I think the guy on the outside had a foul, and he let the guy underneath who was looking closer, he had the held ball.
That was a good piece of officiating, no question. Here is Fort Loramie into the forecourt. It's Brandewee. Flips it near side to Rose, who spots up, shoots the three. Oh, it's dead center, in and out, no good. Rebound baseline right for Brandewee. On the arc to Mesher, Fort Loramie retains possession after getting the offensive board. 6:41 to go, first quarter, no score. Mesher right wing, Rose straight away, near side Albers, open baseline left, Brandewee, good look from 15, swish-a-roo.
Ran a play against the zone, that's what some teams don't, but boy, that is very effective with that screen on the baseline.
Good looking zone offense there by Fort Loramie. Here's Lima Bath down the floor, Faust in the lane, wild shot, left hand, high off the glass, no good, rebounded by Fort Loramie, long 75-foot heave down the court to Albers, she saves it over her shoulder, inbounds to Bath. Bath running the court hard. Down inside Oliver. Shot blocked, but a foul. Let's see what has been ruled. It's against Fort Loramie in the act of shooting, I think. As Lima Bath took advantage of the Redskins' attempt to save a ball inbounds in Fort Loramie's offensive end. And Bath scooted the other way. At the free throw stripe is 32. Ann Oliver, 6 foot senior. Shot no good. Off the heel. 2-0 Fort Loramie. We played just shy of 2 minutes. Second free throw here by Oliver. Eyes the basket and connects 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Pressure backcourt by Lima Bath's guards. Rose, middle of the floor to Mesher. Mesher hangs on. Two bounces calmly into the forecourt. Pressure broken. Deep left corner, Mesher. Mesher baseline left to Hoing. Oh, she muscles up against Slayer Faust and banks it in from 6 feet.
Nice.
Mesher to Hoing for two. 4-1 Fort Loramie. Bath counters quickly. Long three-point left-handed jumper by Kelsey Carlson. No good. Off the back brace. Rebound. Albers. Albers took it 60 feet and scored. And Lima Bath head coach Greg Malk needs a timeout. 5:27 to go. Opening period. Fort Loramie an early bust out. Redskins girls up 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yep, Fort Loramie comes out in what appears to be some kind of a diamond press after the Lima Bath timeout. Redskins called for kicking the ball in backcourt. Fort Loramie trying to turn up the heat, leading 6-1 in the first 2 minutes, 40 seconds, Chuck.
Well, Lima Bath on the other end defensively, they're when they score, they're playing a 2-2-1, and that's not made to steal. That's made to speed the slow the other team up.
Here is Clark into the lane. Nice bounce pass. feeds a teammate in low, finish on the play, but Gwen Faust in off the bench, a 5'6 freshman, the sister of Claire. And oh my goodness, Fort Laramie comes right back in 3 seconds at the other end. Zip, zip, a couple great passes. Alberts concludes with a layup of her own, 8-3 Fort Laramie. We talked about it coming into the game. Can Fort Laramie speed up Lima Bath? And so far, the Redskins have.
They have. Skylar Albers is playing to the rim tonight. She's not just settling for shooting threes. She's going hard.
8-3 Redskins. 4:53 left here in the first quarter of play. Bath has got the ball at the timeline. It's Izzy McDermott, 5'6 sophomore. Gives it up the left flank to Claire Faust. Faust stripe. Down inside to Oliver. Oliver back to Faust, turning, twisting, hitting. 7-foot bank shot up and good, but Faust 8-5, Fort Laramie in the lead. Redskins have the ball, far right flank, it's Mesher in the corner, Brandewey. She penetrates a little bit. Looks like she is clobbered from the backside. Her 8-footer traveled 12 feet. That's because she was nailed, and she'll shoot two. Two free throws, Avery Brandewey. 8-5 Fort Laramie, 4:23 left here in the opening period of play. 1-2-3 dribbles by Brandewey, shot no good, hit the rim, curled out to the left.
Laramie shooting what, about 74-75% from the free throw line?
I think I heard WOSN make that comment.
That's where I stole it from.
Seconds ago, and actually that is
high,
incorrect. The latest stats given to us by Carlos Siegel, 69%.
That's still not bad.
Nope. One free throw made, one missed by Brandewey. 9-5 in favor of Fort Laramie. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's a sloppy pass by Oliver in the corner, deflected by Fort Laramie. A run out the other way. Brandewey with a head of steam, knocked out of bounds by Lima Bath. Now, most current stats from head coach Carlos Siegel show this team shooting 28% behind the arc, 14 turnovers a game, 69% free throw shooting. Once again, it is a club which defensively rocks solid, giving up 8 points per quarter. Inside pass, Redskins miss, a turnaround Jay in the lane, and Bath's got the rebound. Storming up the floor in the right corner is Oliver. She is sandwiched with two players. Finds an open young lady sprinting down the lane, makes a good dish, and Bath is fouled in the act of shooting. Good effort by Claire Faust as she barged right down the paint.
When you see your teammate trapped on the baseline, that's what you do. You roll down the lane.
Yep, you've got to make something happen in order for that young lady who is cornered to be able to make a play. Free throw is good by Faust. 9-6 Fort Laramie, 3:42 left in the first. Second shot to Faust, and that one is in over the front lip of the rim and down through. 9-7 Fort Laramie in front, 3:36 left here in the first. Heitkamp now on the floor for Fort Laramie, Ariel Heitkamp. Here's a long right corner three pumped up there by Jaden Rose. No good. Rebound in the lane. Hoing missed it. Shy of the mark. Rebound of a Bath. Good interception by Heitkamp, who pulls up, shoots the 15-footer strong. Long rebound. Rolling to midcourt. Out of bounds. A touch by Lima Bath. Fort Laramie will play it in. 9-7 Redskins, who led 8-3 after the first 3 minutes. 3:13 to go here in the first quarter of play. Alex Rose now in at guard for Fort Laramie, 5'9 senior. Ball laid off down inside to a teammate intended for Mesher. Ball lost away, and Lima Bath comes up with it. Bath can tie or take the lead here. Midcourt with the ball. It is Carlson. Gives it up left wing to Oliver, to Faust, who drives down the lane, lost the ball, muffed it on the baseline. It's ruled a jump arrow favors Lima Bath, which is down two to Fort Laramie, 2:48 to go here in the opening period. Bath will inbounds baseline right. Izzy McDermott, the playmaker. Brandewey gets a breather for Fort Laramie. Ball lobbed in, right corner, handled there by Marley Mason, 5'6 freshman. Right in front, it goes to Oliver. Turnaround from 6 feet, no good, off the heel. Rebound to Fort Loramie. 2:35 to go, first quarter. Redskins up two. Near side pass for Mescher. Good overplay defense by Gwynn Faust, and that causes a mistake by Fort Loramie out of bounds.
Well, she got a fingertip on it, and then it went off of Mescher's face. So 0-for-2 for Fort Victoria.
Here is Bath in backcourt. It is Izzy McDermott up ahead to Oliver. Double team does find a way to get it to McDermott 30 feet out. Handoff dealt on the arc to Claire Faust, to Carlson, baseline right, Oliver. Leaner from 7 feet, yes. Well done. Oliver, good position on the drive. Angled it off the window, down through to tie the game at 9. Redskins, 4, court 2 are left. 1:58 to go, first quarter. Tight camp between the rings. Bounce pass right side to Rose. Zone defense, Lima Bath. In the middle of Mescher. A lot of height in there. Mescher curls toward the basket. She is hit on the backside. Fouled in the act of shooting. Ball didn't go in almost. Came off. She's got 2 free ones at the charity stripe. Mescher toes the line here for Fort Loramie and drains it to give Fort Loramie the lead, 10-9.
Faust has 4 points in the first quarter, but she just picked up her second foul.
Oh, that hurts. The cause for Bath. Mescher, 56% free throw shooter at the stripe. Alex Rose is at 70% for the team. Summer Hoying, 81. Avery Brandewey, 76. Both shots, but Mescher dead on the money. 11-9 Redskins. 1:45 to go, first period of play. Dribbling up over the timeline for Lima Bath is Izzy McDermott. Ball punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie into the Redskins bench. Oliver will play it down at the end of the scorer's table. 10 feet beyond the timeline. There's a cutter going toward the rim for Lima Bath. And wide open low on the left for Bath is Gwynn Faust. Good look from out of the arc. And the freshman dropped it home. We're tied up at 11. Summer Hoying down inside. Shot blocked on the play by Bath. Saved inbounds by Fort Loramie. Fadeaway shot in the lane by Jaden Rose of the Redskins. Missed it, but she is hit to the deck.
I think they called it before. They're going to do Loramie out of bounds.
Fort Loramie possession. Oliver picks up the personal foul for Lima Bath. She's got 1. Her tall teammate on the inside, Faust, on the bench with 2. Redskins possession. 1:16 to go, first quarter. Open left wing, Rose chucks up a 3-ball short. Rebound, Lima Bath. Game tied at 11. 1:11 to go here in the first period. Midcourt, it's Marley Mason for Lima Bath at guard. Fakes the handoff to Faith Clark. Oliver gets free at the elbow on the right. Missed it, no good, but she was jostled. And she'll earn 2 free throws. Chance here now for Lima Bath, the inch in front. It's tied at 11. 61 ticks on the clock here in the first. Free throw by Oliver, yes. 12-11 Bath, which trailed early on after 3 minutes, 8-3. Fort Loramie's been stymied without a field goal. Redskins in 4 minutes. Second shot too hard. Long rebound tracked down by Clark. Lima Bath controls, up 12-11. Ball lobbed to Oliver, high post. Oh, back door, player wide open, caught down on the inside by McDermott. Cram from behind before Loramie. Long lead out, Redskins down the floor, double dribble. It was the Redskins' Meyer, Carissa, in off the bench, juggled the long pitch to her. Violation was ruled. Steal by Fort Loramie on the inbounds. Jaden Rose available behind the arc. Missed it wide right. Redskins, after a good beginning, not shooting it well here in the first. Bath up 12-11, 29.7 to go, first quarter. Foul, Fort Loramie in backcourt.
Well, right now, Fort Loramie's got the wrong person shooting threes. They need to run their offense better.
Oliver inbounding backcourt for Lima Bath. That was foul number 5 on Fort Loramie in the period. And that means Izzy McDermott, 5'6 sophomore, is awarded 2 foul shots here for Bath, which is up a point, 12-11. McDermott.
Free throws 7 and 8 now for Bath in the first quarter.
Ooh, that one was in. It wanted to stay in, and somehow or other it popped out. Bath getting to the free throw line often in quarter number one. Second shot good. 13 to 11, Bath, which is on a 10 to 3 run. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bath up two. Ball thrown to Brandewy at the foul line, and she is pinched by two players. A foul called against Bath. That's four on the Wildcats. Not shooting. Ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie baseline left. Rose, the playmaker, looking. Finds Brandewy. Gives it back to Rose in the corner. Deep corner. Drive. Short corner. Stops. Tries to go to Hoing. Loose ball right in front of the Lima Bath bench. Knocked out by Fort Loramie. Bath ball. Wildcats up two. 12 seconds to go. First quarter. Oliver dribbles over the timeline against Hoing. Hands it off on the play to Clark. Long three-pointer by Clark. Yes! She hits it with 4 seconds to go. Long pass, Fort Loramie down the floor. Ball caught in the lane. Heads-up play by Carissa Meyer, who latched on to the 60-foot heave, and knowing that the clock was winding down, caught it, shot it from the foul line in one motion, and attracted a two-shot foul as time expired, ending the first quarter with Bath up 16-11. But Meyer has a chance to generate points with the quarter having finished, and her free throw is no good. Too hard. Second shot here by Meyer. Again, a great run by Bath. 13-3 stretch, making it a 13-4 stretch by Bath to end the first quarter of play as Carissa Meyer notches that free throw. 16-12 Bath after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Freshman Maddie Shadow has entered for Fort Loramie as the Redskins start the second quarter down by five, or I should say by four, 16-12. Here's a quick dart of a pass, baseline left to Summer Hoing. Nice shot from 10 feet. She pops it in to get the scoring going here in quarter number two. 16-14 in favor of Bath, which throws it down the near side of the floor right in front of head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie, and the ball is fumbled out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, Bath scored 16 points in the first quarter, which is a bunch against Loramie, and turned the ball over six times to go along with that.
And Bath only had 3 points in the first 3 minutes, so in the final 5 minutes, they registered a 13-point stretch. Loramie back within two. Baseline left open. Summer Hoing. 15-foot shot. Way short, though. Rebound down to Bath. Pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Having difficulty getting it up is Ann Oliver. Oliver to Izzy McDermott. And it is Lima Bath nearly stepping out of bounds. Ball touched by Fort Loramie. Went over the inline. Bath still controls. They've got to go 94 feet. Ball lobbed into no one. Stolen right in front by Jaden Rose, who missed the gimme. Ball loose on the deck. Jaden Rose, Johnny on the spot, made the interception. Ball on the floor. Fort Loramie scrambled to get the ball. And a timeout. 7:01 to go in the second. Fort Loramie trying to fight through a rugged stretch right now. Down to two, 16-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Oh, a good inbounds play, but Fort Loramie after the timeout, well done. Jaden Rose lobs into Mesher. She's at the bottom of the circle in the key, caught it, lofted up a short shot, and was tagged on the wrist. Two fouls now on Oliver, two on Faust for Lima Bath. Free throw by Mesher, perfect. 16-15, Fort Loramie down one. Second shot, Mesher, a lot of rim. It is off, no good. Rebound low on the right by Fort Loramie. It was Shadow who got the loose ball. A lot of contact below the basket. Shot missed. Brandon, we got the rebound. She was hammered. And right now, Fort Loramie producing fouls rapidly on the Wildcats. A couple of shots here for Brandon.
Not going to be anybody left.
Free throw, Brandewee, got it. Tied up at 16. Boy, we've had a big basket full of free throws.
This will be the 18th free throw shot in the game.
A bunch of them.
That's what everybody comes to see, though, is free throw shooting.
A bushel basket. That means quite a few fouls called. Lima Bath, two big girls in a little trouble with two each. Both free throws connected by Avery Brandewee. Here is Bath inbounding down in the baseline. And Fort Loramie manages to get a piece of it. Ball goes rolling into the corner, out of bounds. Full court pressure by Fort Loramie. 10 players in backcourt. Fort Loramie up one, 17-16. Redskins have tallied six in a row. Bath finally beats pressure, gets it down. It's Oliver at the top of the circle. Fort Loramie tries to dig the ball loose. Redskins do manage to shake it free. Then we've got a controversial foul call at midcourt. It's ruled against Lima Bath, and that might have been a mistaken call.
I think it was a terrible call, and it's also the third foul on Oliver. You hate to see that.
Oh, a real tough break there for Lima Bath. Five fouls have been consumed already in this game by Faust and Oliver. Oliver picks up a couple of quickies to now total three on the afternoon. Here's Rose outside the arc for Fort Loramie. Down inside to Mesher. Turnaround seven-footer, no good. Stick back missed by Shadow. She kept it alive. Fort Loramie still has the ball. 6:20 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie up one, 17-16. Defense for Lima Bath. Chuck, is it man or zone?
Oh, they're playing zone.
Here's Brandewee in the lane. Splits a couple defenders. Oh, a pocket pass down inside to Mesher on the finish. Assist Brandewee. Beautifully done. 19-16, Fort Loramie, 8 straight points. Long pass, Bath down the floor. It is loose. It's loose. Mesher gobbles it up. Here comes Fort Loramie. Telegraph throw for Eichkamp, intercepted by Oliver. Darts down the floor, into the paint area. Turns, shot blocked from behind by Fort Loramie. Redskins have a player out in front. It's fed ahead to Rose. Rose goes dashing to the rim. She's cracked from behind, and she'll get two. It's a frenetic pace right now here at Fort Loramie. Lima Bath fans up in arms.
I'm going to say that they're not very happy with the officiating right now.
5:39 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up three. 19-16.
I can see where a couple of plays have gone. It could have gone either way. It's gone against them.
Redskins shoot the foul shot short. Jaden Rose misfires. 3-point lead Fort Loramie. Redskins led 8-3 early. Then Lima Bath bolted to a 16-11 advantage late in the first. It was 16-12 after one. Redskins have reeled off eight in a row, make it nine straight now by Fort Loramie. Is that free throw by Jaden Rose is drilled home, 20-16, Redskins by four. Fort Loramie has turned this around last couple minutes. Chuck, how have they done it?
Well, they've done it by pressing much stronger and trapping, and Bath not handling the basketball well at all.
Again, 10 players in backcourt. Fort Loramie puts on the heat. We've got a collision. Bodies fly. Some 65 feet from the Bath basket. Foul against Fort Loramie. Blocking ball out of bounds to Bath right in front of the Wildcats bench. Shadow picked up the personal. The freshman Shadow out. Brandewy in. Heitkamp comes out. Redskins have Hoing, Alex Rose, Jaden Rose, Mesher. Brandewy on the floor at the moment. Here is the ball being dribbled at the top of the circle by Izzy McDermott, 5'6 sophomore for Lima Bass. She gave it up, got it back. Coming out to catch straight away, Claire Faust with two fouls. Oliver on the bench with three, and we've got a five-second count underway, and it's ruled violation against Bath.
That's a senior who had a dribble. All she had to do was dribble the ball once and get the count going the other way. She stood there for 5 seconds.
Right, good observation. Just over five to play, second quarter. Rose, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left of Mesher. In the left corner, Brandewy tries to squeeze between a couple defenders. They put the sandwich on her a bit too tightly, and a foul is ruled.
Foul on Clark.
Is it in the act of shooting? Yep, Faith Clark picked it up for Lima Bath. Brandewy shoots a pair. 20-16, Fort Loramie. Brandewy eyes the basket. Swish on the free throw. Redskins ahead by five. Just over five to play till halftime. Second shot by Brandewy. Couple of bounces. In and out. No good. Rebound smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Bath possession. What are the Redskins at the stripe so far in this game, Chuck?
8-4, they've shot 14. They made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 of 14.
9 of 14. Not quite up to snuff at the line. Would like another one or two.
Yep.
Bath inbounds. Fort Loramie again swats it out. 10 players in backcourt. Bath to McDermott to Clark. Ball rolling away from her. Picked up by Fort Loramie's Mesher. Drops it down low to Hoing. Underneath the rim. She scores it. Good shot by Hoing. She was well below the backboard. Leaned out in front. Slipped it in off the window. High on the glass. 7-point lead for Loramie, which has reeled off 12 in a row. 4:49 to go. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
Oh, what a play. That last goal by Summer Hoing, well below the backboard. Almost snapped her back in half, leaning back underneath the net, banked it in. That was the Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And speaking of a Wisebridge play of the quarter by Summer Hoing, she just made another one. A nifty bank shot low on the right. She careened that one in off the window, and she has sparked Fort Loramie to a 9-point lead, 25-16. Redskins have reeled off 14 in a row. Lima Bath with the ball, 3:50 to go, second quarter. Out high, it is Faust. Gives it up, gets it back in the paint, turns, hooks with the left hand, no good. Rebound pinball to Mesher of Fort Loramie. Lead out to Jaden Rose in the left corner. She looks inside for Hoyne, can't find her. Straight away it's Heitkamp, now Mesher, 35 feet out straight on, looped into the corner to Rose. It is a zone defense being employed by Lima Bath, which is down to 9. In the paint area, Hoyne to the short corner to Mesher. Layup is in. Oh, you talk about sharing the basketball.
That's how you draw it up.
Beautifully done against the zone. Passing supreme by Fort Loramie, which steals the pressure. Taken away. It is Rose to Brandewee. Layup good. 18-point spurt for the Redskins, who steal again. Rose shoots it, misses it, hacked on the arm. It's gotten away from Bath here in the second quarter.
Well, I'll tell you what, they came in and they're tall, and their two big players have gotten in foul trouble, and their guard play has been absolutely abysmal here in the first half.
29-16, Fort Loramie up 13, 2:55 to go. Second quarter play, Jaden Rose at the line with two free throws. The first is no good. Danced off the iron.
Bath has 12 turnovers here in that first half.
Boy, Fort Loramie shot free throws at 75-80%. The Redskins would be near a 20-point advantage. It is 13. Second shot by Rose. Yes, right through the cylinder. 30-16 Redskins, who are up 14, and since Fort Loramie began to turn up the heat with full court pressure, Chuck, Lima Bath has been stalled out offensively.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Bath without a point here in this quarter. Over 5 minutes have been played. Between the rings, Bath has the ball. It is fed on the play to McDermott, to Clark straight on. Overplay, far left side, foul, Heitkamp, Redskins, team second. Bath has 5 in the period.
We got Miley Shadow has checked into the game now at 5'7 junior.
And here comes Alex Rose back in for Mesher for Fort Loramie with 2:38 remaining in quarter number two, 30-16. Redskins lead the Wildcats. Lima Bath taking a long time to throw the ball in. Far side of the floor. It's Marley Mason. She hung on to it, thought about pitching it in, didn't, and it's a violation. Heitkamp to midcourt for Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go, second period. Bounce pass to the right to Brandewee. Right corner, Jaden Rose. Good look. 17-footer. No, it wasn't Jaden Rose. It was Miley Shadow. Good-looking shot. Great form. Inside the arc, it was a deuce to stretch the lead to 32-16. And being hemmed in backcourt is Lima Bath, far corner of the floor. Bath with nowhere to go. The Wildcats, no answer for Fort Loramie's pressure.
Nope.
And the lead is swollen to 32-16. Fort Loramie pitching a shutout here in this quarter, Chuck, 20-0. Bath does get it in backcourt. It's handled on the play by Mason. She streaks up the near side. Alex Rose pursues. Here comes the double team. Ball knocked free by Brandewee. It's rolling on the floor. Rose picks it up, and hovering over her is a Bath player who fouls. Bath can't complain about that one. The defense took it away, and then the Wildcats committed the personal.
Well, I think the fans are they don't want to watch their girls play terribly, so it's the officials.
2 minutes left, second quarter. Fort Loramie's doubled the count, 32-16 again. This is a 20-0 second quarter. Free throw in and out by Alex Rose. Fort Loramie had a soft spot there, final half of the first quarter of play. Redskins were up 8-3 early, fell behind 16-11. Meyer made a free throw to end the first quarter to make it 16-12. Since then, all Fort Loramie, which misses two foul shots here, steal at midcourt for the Redskins. Lima Bath gets it back. Cross-court throw, forecourt left to McDermott. McDermott to Clark, and a hooking foul against Fort Loramie. the team's third, and a bunch of Bronx cheers from the Bath cheering section. 16-point lead for Laramie. It would be 22 or 23 had the Redskins been dropping in free throws on a regular basis, but they're not.
But they missed eight.
But eight misses in total by Fort Laramie. The difference in the game, 16 points. Bath simply cannot get a good look at the rim here in this period. They've not comfortably gotten the ball into the half court to run offense. Thus, no points for Bath in quarter number two. Marley Mason handles top of the circle, gives it to Faith Clark. Clark picked up by Jaden Rose. Clark at the elbow on the left. Bounce pass to McDermott in the left corner. She's driven to the floor by Mesher.
That's a silly foul. You got her trapped. There's no reason to body her like that.
Exactly.
And these guys and young and woman are calling the fouls. There's been a lot of fouls called.
Oh, yes. Very sloppy defense by both teams. Way too much contact. In the lane, Lima Bath pivoting, turning, missing the seven-footer is Allison Harnischfeger, 5'9 sophomore in off the bench. Shot wouldn't go, skipped off the rim. Bath got the long rebound. It was tapped out to Clark. Clark has made a three in this game, maybe Lima Bath's last field goal. Here's a deep three, left corner by Mason, no good, off the heel. Rebound, tie-up. 62 seconds to go, second quarter. It has been a scrum in this period.
Yeah, this not been pretty basketball, but boy, Laramie is just pushing the lead up and up.
Defense by Fort Laramie has really snarled up Bath's offense. Bath's succumbed to pressure in backcourt and has not gotten a clean look offensively in the half court when they have run the offense a time or two. 32-16 Fort Laramie. Bath inbounds. Straight away top of the circle. It's McDermott. She gave it up. Got it back. Reverse layup. A wild one. Way up in the air. Didn't hit the rim. Rebound Mesher. Mesher to Hoing. Driving layup. Much too hard. Rebound pinball to Lima Bath. Redskins missed a great opportunity there. Bath forecourt to her right. The chase is on near the timeline. Mason looking for Clark. Pass deflected, handled by Gwen Faust. Here's a left corner three, chucked up there and missed by Clark. Hit the iron, came away. Redskins on a run out, down the floor to Hoing. Hoing lost it. Bath steps out of bounds. It has been a second quarter of one miscue after another, one jump ball after another. But Fort Laramie has routed Bath in this period. 20-0, and Fort Laramie throws the inbounds pass away. Was it touched by Bath? The officials say yes.
No, it
went out of bounds at midcourt. No one touched it, so the ball comes back to where it was thrown in. Lima Bath fans were shocked at first. Thought it was going to be awarded to Fort Laramie.
Well, they just told the principal from Laramie who's taking the water in their jackets and they don't deserve water.
15.3 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 32, Lima Bath 16. Here's Mesher guarding tightly in backcourt. McDermott dribbles up the left side. Over guarding ruled against Fort Laramie. 7.1 left. That's the fifth foul on the Redskins. And at the stripe for Lima Bath is Izzy McDermott as the Wildcats shoot at the stripe for their first point of the second period, and it's good. McDermott pops it in. 32-17 Fort Laramie. 7.1 remaining. Tell you what, Chuck, it could be significantly worse than a 15-point deficit.
Oh, absolutely.
Second shot in. It's a 14-point game. Here comes Laramie to midcourt with four to go in the second quarter. Rose down the left side, threw it top of the circle to Heitkamp. A long one, hits the rim, the backboard, no good, and the first half closes. Fort Laramie's defense fueled the offense. Neither team very good in its half-court game. 32-18 Fort Laramie, which outscored Lima Bath to the tune of 20-2 in that second period. Halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com. 32-18 Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins girls 32, Lima Bath 18 at our halftime break. We're now brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
Loramie out-rebounded the much taller Bath team, 16-12, 8-3 on the offensive boards. 15 turnovers for the Wild Kittens. The Redskins turned at 5. Loramie only a 10 of 18 from the free throw line. They need to get better there. Bath was 7 of 10. Individual scoring for Lima Bath. They had three girls with four, Ann Oliver, Claire Faust, and Gwen Faust, and they got three out of Faith Clark, three out of Izzy McDermott. They scored 16 and 2, 18 for the first half. Loramie led by Hoying and Brandwee, 8 each. They had 7 from Mesher, then they got 4 from Skylar Albert, 2 each from Rose and Miley Shadow, and a free throw from Carissa Meyer. Scored 12 and 20. They lead it 32 to 18 at the half.
A big difference in this game over a 9-minute span. Late first quarter to very, very late second quarter, Fort Loramie outscored Lima Bath to the tune of 21-0. 32-18, our halftime score. Fort Loramie in the lead. Halftime brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Hello again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime at Fort Loramie, Redskins girls lead Lima Bath 32-18. Kudos to Fort Loramie's defense, which has made one wise bridge play after another. Lima Bath on pace to commit 25 to 30 turnovers in this game, thanks to a large degree to Fort Loramie's defense. One great defensive play after another by Fort Loramie in that first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And the second half begins with a long three from the left corner missed by Skyler Albers, but Avery Brandewee garners a weak side rebound and loops in a four-footer to lift Fort Loramie to a 34-18 lead in this game. That matches the Redskins' biggest advantage, 16 points, foul in backcourt committed by Fort Loramie as we launch play here in the third quarter. Lima Bath foul situation, Chuck. Let's review it once again.
Well, the two big girls, they got Oliver and Claire fouls both with three.
Six split right down the middle. Six personal fouls total on Faust and Oliver, three each way. Two leading scorers on this team, averaging about 22.5 points between them. Here's Bath in the half court. Good defense by Fort Loramie as they hem in near the timeline. And Oliver, who rolls the ball off a Redskins shoe, out of bounds. Key stretch in this game for Bath, which needs to make a comeback. And that rally needs to commence right away. Ball inbounded by Oliver. Again, it's stabbed out of bounds by Albers of Fort Loramie.
That was very close to another five call.
Yep. Oliver peers in, throws to McDermott, right back to Oliver, 25 feet away. She drives against Toyne. Good move, Oliver, up and under, short though. Rebounded by Mesher to Rose. No dribble, long pass. Albers poked out by Lima Bath. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie will take it down the floor. Three players will touch it. Nobody will dribble it even once.
That's what you like to see.
Pass, pass, pass. Brandewee, deep right corner. On the arc to Mesher, behind the screen, right flank, it's Rose. Wide left. Oh, nice rebound in the paint area by Albers. Missed it. Brandewee back up. Good! Brandewee inside. Big follow by Brandewee. Fort Loramie's doubled the count, 36-18. Inbounds pass deflected, stolen by Fort Loramie. Open jumper, Albers skimmed off the rim. Rebound, Jaden Rose, short. Foul, Jaden Rose over the back on the board attempt. Fort Loramie, despite leading 36-18, has missed a lot of fairly makeable 10-8 put shots in this game, including eight free throws, but Fort Loramie's defensive intensity has blown Bath off the floor. Lima Bath has not been able to handle it, and here's another example. Bath in backcourt, 10 players, 5 yellow shirts, 5 white. And the Redskins harass Lima Bath and force an out-of-bounds throw.
That's 16 turnovers now for the Wild Kittens.
36-18, Fort Loramie. 90 seconds played, third quarter. On the arc, Brandewee. High pass down inside for Mesher. Missed her by 6 feet over her head.
I think she saw her on the wall on her picture and tried to throw a pass there.
Yeah, might have been her poster up there. Here is Lima Bath inbounding in backcourt. Overplay by Hoing. Ball deflected. Clark scoops it up. Drives from the right to the left. Feeds Gwynn Faust. Layup good as Bath broke pressure. And Fort Loramie throws it out of bounds again. Redskins in too much of a rush.
That was just, you got to be smart. I mean, you're out there, you're a senior. Make a good choice.
Ball inbound of a Bath. Ball loose on the deck. Lima Bath gets a timeout. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. 36-20. Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Now Fort Loramie's outscored Lima Bath 4-2. Early stages, third quarter, and the lead has been stretched to 36-20. I'd like for you to know that we have been doing business for 40 years at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. We will style your hair at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street and make it shine right here at Cutaway. And as we talk about Cutaway Styling Salon, Lima Bath does a nifty job breaking pressure. Faith Clark, good lead out pass to Gwen Faust, who scores a driving layup to make it 36-22. Visiting team needs a spurt right here. A surge of six or eight straight would make it interesting. And here is Fort Loramie with its third straight bad pass, Chuck, out of bounds in as many possessions.
Yeah, that's just uncalled for right there. It's just silliness. You got the lead. You can't lose focus.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, your family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the young kids. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Other stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Here's Lima Bath in the post area, going up and under Oliver, left-hander, good. Fine play by Oliver, and Lima Bath has chopped the lead down to 12. Here's Fort Loramie countering. Brandoe in the post. Turnaround, 8-foot floater. No good. Off the back brace. Rebound by Lima Bath. Nearly stolen in backcourt. Oh, it is stolen by Fort Loramie, but the Redskin players on the line. You talk about hustle supreme. That was a super deluxe defensive play by Avery Brandoe, who nearly came away with a sensational steal.
Yep, she had an elbow on the end line.
Up Lima Bath in striking distance now, 36-24, six straight points by Bath after Fort Loramie ballooned the lead to 36-18. Redskins have had turnover issues since. Bad pass by Lima Bath at midcourt, run out to Albers down the floor, and she's belted from behind. Ball hit the underneath side of the board. That's because she was smacked hard.
What a great defensive change by Coach Siegel. They've been pressing them, and now they're starting to get that. They went to a half-court trap and turned them over again.
Like it. Albers, free throws, Redskins, shoots it. It's good. Swish. 37-24, Fort Loramie by 13 with 5:04 to go here in the third quarter. As I was saying, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, is open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Second free throw missed by the Redskins. Ball tipped around. Fort Loramie gets it back. Ball thrown far left side by Maddie Shadow, the freshman, is in. On the arc of the jump shooter. Look out. Look out. Brandoe, three-pointer. Wow, what a shot. Near steal by Albers on the inbounds. That bucket by Brandoe, Chuck, a backbreaker for Lima Bath.
Yeah, boy. And Avery's got 15 points here in the game now.
No, she's rounding into form. Had a couple ankle injuries. They nagged her early on in the campaign. She is dazzling here today. And we've got a scrum, loose ball, backcourt. What do we have? Push off, I think, against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they called it on Maddie Shadow. She kind of slid into her.
4 minutes, 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 40, Lima Bath 24. Again, 10 players in backcourt, 5 yellow, 5 whites. 5 yellow jerseys, Bath with the light blue trim, white numbers. Yellow tops, yellow shorts. A lot of that faded blue trimming down the side to the shorts. Bath inbounds again once more. Fort Loramie gets a fist on the ball, drives it out of bounds. Boy, the deflections by the Redskins here today, an infinite number of them.
Well, I'm impressed that they just keep forcing Bath to go into the corner and they don't do anything about it.
Ball inbounded finally by Bath up the floor successfully to Clark. Faith Clark on the arc. Coming out to catch is Faust. Starts a drive down the right side of the lane. Hands off baseline right to Gwen Faust. She missed a 10-footer long off the heel. Loramie, 1, 2, 3, passes down the floor. Brandoe layup, no good. Brandoe stick back is good. Avery Brandoe, a stellar game here today. And the lead stretches back out to 18, 42-24. Foul for Loramie in backcourt, the fourth on the Redskins here in this period. Fort Loramie's got to be careful and quit the handsiness because Lima Bath's going to shoot free throws the rest of the period.
Yeah, you don't want a team to come back on you with the clock stop. That's
right.
For sure.
Yep.
7 offensive rebounds in the quarter for Loramie, 15 for the game.
Ball inbounded to Lima Bath. It is thrown to midcourt to Kelsey Carlson. She drives top of the circle. Dishes to Marley Mason, back to Clark. 3:45 left, third period. Fort Loramie 42, Lima Bath 24. Back to the basket, pivoting, turning. Carlson missed it, left hand. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Bath will throw in below the rim. It is pitched in play, baseline right to Claire Faust, and Fort Loramie jumps on the leather, ties it up. Arrow favors Lima Bath.
Bath has 1-3. I don't think they've made another shot outside of 6 feet in the game. Everything else has been right in the lane.
Yep, you're right. Faith Clark does have a triple. Here's the ball thrown on the interior to Kelsey Carlson. Good pivot with the left hand, and it crawls over the rim and in. 42-26 Fort Loramie, 3:22 left here in the third. Outside the arc on the right, it is Ariel Heitkamp. Out of Carissa Meyer, open player in the lane, Summer Owing, missed the bunny right in front. Rebound down to Lima Bath. Clark, half court to our left. 3 minutes to go in the third. Redskins up 16. Deep in the corner, it's Claire Faust, wants to go baseline, pivots, good defense by Hoing. Faust turns and scores from 7 feet away. 42-28, Bath counters with two goals in a row. Jaden Rose down the right side to Carissa Meyer. Baseline right, Heitkamp. Hoing has it, foul line J. Yes, sir. Summer Hoing, spot on.
She missed the last two shots. They were much easier than the one she just made.
You're so right. That was a dandy right there by Summer. Foul line J with players on each shoulder. 44-28 Redskins, 2:22 to go, third quarter. Dribble drive by Lima Bath, angling in from the right corner, shooting and getting fouled on the play, was Marlee Mason. 5'6 freshman, took a hit from Heitkamp. Ariel slapped her on the back of the arm. Couple free throws for Mason. First one barely got there. Fort Loramie up 16. Halftime score was 32-18. 14-point spread. 12-10 Fort Loramie so far in quarter number three. Second shot by Mason, pushes it up and in. 44-29 Redskins. Jaden Rose in backcourt. Near side to Brandewee. Ball overhead, passes to Mesher, baseline left, Meyer. Oh, nice soft jumper from 15. That's the Carissa Meyer we know. She's rounding back into form.
That is her range, and it's nice to see her make one of those.
46-29 Fort Loramie, time out, Lima Bath. 2 minutes to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years plus in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. It can customize and tailor a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Here is Fort Loramie attacking. Meyer on the arc behind the screen. Lima Bath had thrown the ball away. Meyer missed. Offensive rebound Redskins. In the lane, Mesher. It is on the rim. Came off. Bath with the board with a minute 25 to go here in the third. And the Redskins up 17, 46-29. Ball handed off on the arc to Faust. Meets resistance in the lane. Oh, she's ruled to have charged. I think she walked. Could have been a blocking foul against Fort Loramie. That is indeed a poor call. The Redskin defender had her shoulder twisted.
Yeah, it was a travel. It should have been called a travel.
Yep. Barker Insurance. north of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Stop by Barker Insurance, which can help you with your insurance needs, or call at 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 1 minute left here in the third. Fort Loramie 46, Lima Bath 29. Wild Kittens with the ball, far side of the floor, handled by Faith Clark. Defense by Jaden Rose. Clark on the bounce, retreats near the Fort Loramie logo, steers down the right side of the floor, and drags the pivot foot. 26.4 to go here. 3/4 of a minute left in the third. Redskins 46, Wildcats 29. Fort Loramie in backcourt, it's Brandewee. Up the right side to Rose, back to Brandewee, center of the floor to Hoing. Baseline left, shot fake. A little looper from 10 feet, might have been a foul, no call. Loose ball rebound, Lima Bath, foul on the backside against Fort Loramie. And that is number 5, and Bath will shoot. With 33.6 remaining in the third period. Halftime score was 32-18. So Fort Loramie's outscored Bath 14-11 here in the third period. Foul shot is in by Claire Faust, 6'1 senior for the Wild Kittens. Couple of changes. Alex Rose had been on the floor for Fort Loramie. She is now out. Second free throw by Faust. Dips the knees way down, arches the shot up, and good. So it's 46-31. Fort Loramie in the lead by 15. Faust with a breather. Smaller lineup in there now for Lima Bath, which will apply some pressure in backcourt. Here's Brandewee up the left side to Rose. Back to Brandewee near side. Loops it ahead to Rose in the half court. 24 to play in the third. Jaden, 35 feet away from the basket, goes to shadow deep in the left corner. She's pinched by a couple defenders. Bounce pass, baseline to Brandewee. Timeout, Redskins, 13.8 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan in Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. One bargain after another. Huge inventory left over from the recent tent sale. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Fort Loramie inbounds with 10.8 to go. Redskins pitch it into play beneath the basket. Ball is muffed. It's out of bounds to Lima Bath. 10.8 remaining. Bath coming down the floor. 8 seconds left in the period. And let's see, the officials look at each other. Clock got started late. 9.5 left in the third. It's Lima Bath possession. Don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress. Huge inventory left over from the tent sale in the fall. Goffney is family-owned and operated, one bargain after another. 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered at Goffney Furniture. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Discussion continues about what the official time on the clock should be.
Well, she had the count in the backcourt. She had it at 3, and it was 10.6 when it started, so it should be 7.6.
Clock reads 7.0. Ball lobbed in by Bath, intercepted by Fort Loramie's Brandewee. Dials up, Heitkamp sprinting down the floor. She's tripped with 3.8 to go. It is a Collin foul, third on Bath. Loramie up 15, will inbounds below the rim with 3.8 remaining here in the third quarter. Heitkamp looking into Brandewee, back to the basket, pivots, banks it. Oh, it's in and out. Tough break, Avery Brandewee at the buzzer. Redskins up 15 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
A number of really good plays by Fort Loramie's Avery Brandewee in that third quarter. We'll highlight those plays with a Wise Bridge pitch in a moment. Opening seconds, fourth quarter, long three, right wing, Skylar Albers, no good. Ball jarred off the ring, rebound baseline right, thrown right back to Albers, missed it from 12, and Lima Bath has got the board. Big sequence here. Bath needs to get this lead down to 8 or 9 to try to switch the pressure to the shoulders of Fort Loramie in the last several minutes of this game. There's a ball thrown to the interior by Lima Bath, and Mesher is on the back for Fort Loramie. Redskins, they've committed far too many fouls. Both teams have in this game. The lead for Fort Loramie is 15. It has been as much as 18. It was 36-18 at one point. Ball inbounded, left of the rim by Lima Bath. Fort Loramie grabs it. Rose has it. Then she's tied up, and Bath retains it. Arrow favors the visiting team. Baseline left of the rim. Ball being inbounded by Oliver on the arc to Carlson, and it's swiped right in front of her. Pickpocket by Brandewee. Ahead to Rose. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. 46-31 Fort Loramie. Rose nearly has it stolen, but Clark does give it up to Brandewee, 35 feet away. Straight on Albers, goes back door to Mesher, catches in traffic, and it wouldn't crawl over the rim. It was close, just not quite strong enough. It hung on the iron, fell into the hands of Oliver, down to Carlson. Carlson's pass intercepted. Oh, what a great hustle play by Albers. She leaped in midair over the end line, snatched it. 1, 2, 3 passes. Down to Hoing. Layup good. That's a highlight play right there. Fantastic save by Albers. The finish on the play by Fort Loramie. Brandewee on the finish. Great defensive effort by Albers. Wise Bridge play of the fourth quarter for sure. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And guess what? Avery Brandewee has just gotten the ball low post right and knocked down another two-pointer. Steal by Fort Loramie. Ahead to Albers. Layup good. Redskins have broken this thing wide open with 5:58 to go in the fourth. It's 52-31. Chuck, how many points for Brandewee?
Brandewee's got 19. Oh, he's got 12.
Here is Lima Bath, low on the right, powering to the rim and laying it up and through on the inside is Claire Faust. She is strong in the post. Her play was curtailed early on with three fouls. Fort Loramie's lead is 19. It was 21. Redskins pass the ball into the paint area, broken up and stolen by Lima Bath. Dribbling down the floor is Oliver inside the foul stripe, and she's tagged on the wrist while shooting. A couple of free throws here for Oliver. 52-33, Fort Loramie by 19. Biggest spread 20 seconds ago was 21. Shot by Oliver is good. Maddie Shadow back on the floor for Fort Loramie, the freshman. Carissa Meyer in as well. They're joined by Jaden Rose, Summer Hoying, Avery Brandewey. Second free throw is up and in by Ann Oliver of Lima Bath, which has scored four in a row. 52-35 Redskins. Down the floor to Rose. Wide open player. Low on the left is Meyer. Oh, she missed the cripple. A short one from a foot away. Danced on the rim and spun off. Bath forecourt to our left. Oliver hits a player in the paint area. No, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Bust out Brandewey. Great give up to Hoying for the two-pointer.
How unselfish was that?
Woo! 54-35. Redskins by 19. 4:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive by Oliver down the left lane line. Hooks it up with the left hand. She tallies two, and she's fouled on the play. That was a sparkling play by Lima Bath's Ann Oliver. 54-37 Fort Loramie with 4:38 to go here in the fourth. Don't forget tonight on the air a little after 6 o'clock, Rushi Versailles boys from Rushi High School. Airtime shortly after 6. Free throw by Oliver, good. She converts the three-point play, and it's 54-38 Redskins. Oliver gets a breather for Lima Bath, which features a smaller defense here to attack Fort Loramie, which throws to Hoying at midcourt. Bullet pass down low on the right to Rose. Oh, she gives it up to Meyer. Gimme, low on the left. 56-38 Fort Loramie. 4:20 left here in the fourth. Here's Bath on the arc. It's Faust. Ball high overhead. Swings into the corner to Mason. Mason, short shot, deflected. Loose ball picked up by Clark. Tries to bounce it across the key, and Fort Loramie steals. Broken up by Bath, stolen by Clark in the lane. Jump shot inside the arc, right flank. Yes, sir. Ball popped in from 18 feet by Lima Bath's Allison Harnischfeger. Here comes Fort Loramie back in a hurry, attacking. Shadow in the lane, probes the middle, missed it, but she's hammered, and she'll get two. Freshman Maddie Shadow at the line for Fort Loramie, which leads at 56-41.
She is so much fun to watch. She plays mostly JV, but she is an outstanding point guard. She plays, she does defense, hustle, score. She does it all.
Free throw is good by Shadow. 57-41, Fort Loramie. Hockey line change for the Redskins. Head coach Carla Siegel tries to keep the troops as fresh as possible. Second free throw by Shadow is in there. And the lead for Fort Loramie back to 17, 58-41, 3:42 left to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Midcourt on the dribble, Mason for Lima Bath. Ball given top of the circle to Harnischfeger. Down the left side, it goes to Mason. Looks for a cutter, pass is short, and it's stolen by Summer Hoying. Summer Hoying down the floor to Heitkamp. She tries to catch and juggle and dribble at the same time. Knew she was in hot water, and as she delivered the pass, whistle blew. A walk was called. We're all the way down to 3:15 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie 58, Lima Bath 41. Bath at midcourt. It is Mason dribbling. 5-second call. Yep, it's ruled. Official was on it. He sold it.
27 turnovers now for the Mild Kittens. Wild Kittens. Sorry.
Yep, they were on a pace at halftime, as I said, at intermission to commit 25-30, and that's where they are.
They're right in the middle.
3 minutes to go in this game. Fort Loramie on top of 17. Right side pass, Ariel Heitkamp, Alex Rose going in the post, back to Alex, open 12-footer, hit the rim, skied up in the air, came down into the lap of Harnischfeger for Lima Bath. 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter, 58-41 Fort Loramie. Mason dribbling, timeline, Heitkamp on her. Outside the arc it goes to Emily Gomez, 5'10 sophomore. Near side pass, Brittany Goodman, 5'10 senior. Goodman hangs on, telegraph pass, anticipated by Shadow Steals. Here's an outlet to Hoing, driving layup, got it. Steal, assist, Shadow, basket, Hoing.
Terrific, and that is 35 points between Brandewee and Hoing now in the game.
What a day for them. Another bad pass by Lima Bath. Interception. Summer Hoing strolls the other way. Missed it. No good. Heitkamp on the follow. Heitkamp gets two. 62-41 Redskins with a minute 55 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie will substitute freely, as has Lima Bath. Redskins on the floor with Shadow and Heitkamp. Have Morgan Plyman in. She was our Locale Equipment Spotlight performer before the game today. Midcourt on the dribble for Lima Bath is Mason. Mason timeline, bounces, goes left flank to Gomez. Gomez left-hand dribble. Deep left corner, handled there on the play by Gwen Faust. Faust turns and shoots from inside the arc, left it way short, no good. Rebound is tagged on the play beneath the rim by Lima Bath, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp leaves the floor for the Redskins. Allison Holland on the court now, 5'2 senior. Miley Shadow is on the hardwood, as is Maddie. Deep right corner, Holland. High right, Maddie Shadow chucks up the three. Good! Maddie Shadow bombs it in from trifecta land. 65-41, Fort Loramie's biggest lead. Uh-oh, here's a steal. Maddie Shadow on the loose. Two more. 67-41. And the lead has ballooned from 15-17, which is where it was most of the second half, to 26. Three quarters of a minute remaining here in the fourth quarter of this game. Gomez on the arc for Bath. Dribbles down the left side. Throws it to a teammate, Gwen Faust, and Fort Loramie Shadow makes the thievery again. She steals. Gives it up to Autumn Turner, who's in. Turner gives it up, gets it back in the corner. Down to Morgan Plyman. Allison Holland down low to a teammate. Little turnaround hook shot before Loramie. Missed on the play. Rebound Redskins. Foul line. Shot up by Maddie Shadow. Rolls off with 9 seconds to go. Ball pinballed all around. Guess who got it back? Maddie Shadow inside the free throw line. No good, and that'll do it. Over Fort Loramie. Wallops Lima Bath to the tune of 67-41. Fort Loramie led 32-18 at halftime, and then outscored Lima Bath to the tune of 35-23 over the final 16 minutes. It was a 15-point game at the end of three, 46-31. Oddly enough, Lima Bath led at one point in this game, 16-11, and then Fort Loramie, in that second quarter, reeled off 21 straight points. That was the key to this game. Redskins defense took control. Fort Loramie got some easy hoops. 21 straight points by Fort Loramie, which was down 16-11 at one point. And before you knew it, Fort Loramie was in the lead, 32-16, final seconds of the second quarter. Bath got the final deuce to end the first half. 14-point game at the break. Fort Loramie was up 15 at the end of three, and Fort Loramie dominated that fourth quarter. Big surge at the end of this game. Redskins outscore Bath 21-10 in that final fourth period. We'll return to wrap up the scoring and tell you a little bit about tonight's game between Rushi and Versailles boys. A tip-off around a quarter of 7 on the air, about 6:05 tonight. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Redskins win at 67-41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game, only those 3 are Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Redskins 67, Lima Bath 41. Fort Loramie wins it by 26 with a big fourth quarter, outscoring Bath 21-10. Hard to believe Fort Loramie trailed Chuck very late in the first quarter by as many as five, and then a 21-0 run by the Redskins to start to seal this game up. How'd Fort Loramie do it? Let's take a look at the book.
Well, there's a couple of stats that really jump out at you. 18 offensive rebounds for the Redskins, 3 for Lima Bath. On the other side, 12 turnovers for Loramie, 31 turnovers for Bath. There's your two reasons that score was 26 points. For scoring for Bath, they were led by Ann Oliver. She had 11. Claire Faust had 10. I'm going to go with Claire Clancy's player of the game for Lima Bath. On the other side, 19 points for Avery Brandewey, and she had to have at least 5 assists to go with that. And 16 points for Summer Hoying. Those two young ladies are my Clancy's players of the game for Fort Loramie.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The Fort Loramie girls feed off a 21-0 run late first quarter through the second and go on to defeat Lima Bath here today, 67-41. I'd like to remind you once again, 15% off on everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, including Century Hand Tools, lifetime warranty made in America. And Jackson Center Pro Hardware charges about one half of what the big box stores charge for kitchen cabinets. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. On the air a little after 6 tonight for Sales Boys at Rushi. Tip off somewhere around a quarter of 7 or so. Chuck, looking forward to that game tonight.
Well, it's always a war because they're so close together. They all know each other. You can't tell who's who except for the colors. But Rushi's got the better team. Rushi should be able to get out, run, and get a lead like they usually do. They're just so deep. But Versailles played a really good Delphi St. John's team at Delphi's last night by 2. So, you know, they'll be ready to go. They're not going to lay over for Rushi.
So the dark Shelby County border war continues tonight. We've got the call for you on the air a little after 6 o'clock. For our online audience here today, thank you so much for joining us. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins girls have defeated Lima Bath by a final tally of 67-41.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.